Hello, everyone. It is Tyler Bryden. I'm here on August 24, 2018. We are wrapping up the summer and quickly heading into 2019. I don't have too much of a serious topic to talk about today. I had a great guest on last week, James Francis, Budget Boss, and did a really good discussion. Talked about mortgages, talked about just finances in general, and left us with a little bit of optimism that we're not maybe doing everything wrong as young people trying to invest and save for the future. And so I don't have too much to go over today in terms of a higher concept, maybe philosophical topic, but I was reminded of something that I had been having a problem with lately, and that is my phone here. This is the Google Pixel 1. I don't think that's going to show up on the screen. This was a great phone. Probably one of my favorite phones of all time. It's coming up to the end of a 2-year contract here. And I'd say the first year and a half was just the good days, you know. Things were working well. Everything was really nice. It was the first Google Pixel phone ever made. And just to actually have that experience and run, you know, one of the big selling features of this was running stock Android with no, you know, bloaty stuff. And, you know, it was just so smooth. It was such a great user experience. And I just really enjoyed the whole phone, the hardware, and everything in general. And so it was great. About a year and 6 months in, I started to have some problems, and I had some problems from the start, and these were sort of some widely reported problems, things about microphone issues. So for anyone who knows me right now, you're calling me on the phone, I am answering on Bluetooth. Sometimes that means you're calling me and I'm calling you right back because I don't have my Bluetooth headphone in, and I've got to take a second to hook that back up. And that's been not that fun to deal with. It's been a little bit frustrating. For me, I get calls from, you know, clients, potential clients, it's just a level of professionalism that you hope to have when you run a business. You can answer a phone nicely and make that all smooth, and it's easy to do. That has not been the case lately, and so one of my big research study work lately has been to actually find a new phone. And When I've got to make a very, very small purchase, I'm going to spend, you know, a couple hours researching that. But when it comes to a bigger purchase like this and something I'm going to have to commit to and have for several years, that research spirals pretty quickly into 10 to 12 to 20 hours of research. And so I've spent some time looking at this. And what phone I need to get. I'm hoping to get a phone by the end of the year. And I know a lot of people who are in a similar situation. And so I really went deep into looking at what those prospective phones were. And just wanted to go over the two options that I settled on after looking at all that stuff. Apologize for my hair. I can see it's sort of glistening here. I forgot my comb first of all today, so I had to go to Dollarama, buy a new comb, and also forgot my gel along with that. So this is some hairspray in this, and this turned out miserably. So I apologize for that. If you're looking at that through it and say, Ty, you look a little disheveled here today. This is true. So it's Friday. Things are wrapping up. I've got my Tiger Woods red shirt on anyway, so things are okay. Before I get into that, so this is the comparison I'm doing today. I just wanted to pull up a couple things. This one's not going to be as long as a broadcast, I don't think, but I've been looking at the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 versus the Google Pixel 3, Google Pixel 3 XL, sort of included in that. Some people say, Tyler, why not the iPhone? Why not the iPhone 8, the iPhone X, the iPhone 10 that's coming out? I spent a lot of time in the iPhone world. I enjoyed it. But as I went through school, I got a little bit more into development and just customization, and I was really looking for something a little bit more advanced that I could use and play around with. And so I made that shift to Android. My first experience with that was horrible. I believe LG G4, still liked the system that it had on it. And so the next step after that was actually me getting this Google Pixel. So that was 2 years ago I got that. That was Google's flagship, their first phone ever made. And again, sort of mentioned it, it was a great phone from the start, but as we got a little farther along and start to hit, you know, it seems like phones are now taking that year and a half, and then they're really starting to turn into a brick. And so that's what I've sort of found with my my Pixel here. Lots of frustration, lots of slow loading, some software shutting down and some applications shutting down. So I guess the question most people would have is, Todd, if you're having that experience, why would you go back and get another Google Pixel? This is that Google Ultimate plan. I feel like I use so many Google products, G Suite. I just can't run my life without Google, and this Google Pixel has been another one of those things that has been tangled into that workflow. And so when I look at, you know, do I want to make a transfer to another phone, and specifically looking at this Note 9 today, is there going to be more effort involved in that than just staying with Android? Probably not. I haven't really looked that much into it, but I just feel like I'm going to Google Pixel to Google Pixel 3 is going to be about as seamless as possible as I can make that. And so that's one of the first initial reasons why I'm even considering continuing with that Android and with that Google Pixel. And I've heard this. I've had a couple friends who had the Google Pixel 2 since they've updated some of their software, and recently was the now the Android Pie now being the operating system for the Google Pixels. If you did the update, problems with photos, problems with a couple other things as well too. And so this is not just an individual experience. I have looked at these, looked at the forum, the message boards online, the forums, lots of comments about this stuff. And with all that being said, it's so crazy that you're still considering the Pixel. But as I mentioned, that original experience and it working at its finest capacity, I do believe is probably the most enjoyable experience that you can have on a phone. Now, saying that, I do not have much, actually any experience really with this, with any Samsung phone. So I've been talking to a lot of people about this. And I just had a good friend in the office today who brought in the Galaxy Note 9, which was part of the reason why this topic is what I sort of piqued my interest to talk about this today. And I actually got to put my hands on it. It literally just got released today, August 24th. I actually got to put my hands on it and play around with it. Let's see this. I'm going to switch the mode here and see. So I've got just a couple pages I wanted to look at here. So yeah, Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and Galaxy Watch are available now. My buddy obviously pre-ordered this guy, and he was in there first thing today and then brought it into the office and was playing around with it. And so first thing I noticed from it, thing is absolutely massive. Looks crispy as hell. That screen is fantastic, obviously, as Samsung is well known for. I found the curved edges a little bit odd on it. That's just something that I'm not used to. And you can like see pieces of the screen and it just doesn't seem that practical. Got a chance to play with the S Pen quickly. Really accurate, really, really cool. And I just couldn't believe how accurate that S Pen is. They've added a bunch of cool new functionality into it. Bluetooth now included in that pen, so you can actually take pictures from afar with your phone and everything as well too. And I just thought, like, I thought it was okay, from playing around with it and feeling it, I thought it was a really okay, nice feeling phone. And I want to look at a couple of the other pieces of this. And so that one thing that people often talk about when they look at Samsung, this is not stock Android. This is Samsung's version of it. And with that comes a lot of bloatware. And so often that means that you have duplicates of sort of all the applications that will normally come on Android, especially those Google applications. So you're going to have a Samsung calendar, you're going to have Samsung Notes, all those kind of applications. And really, you're just going to have, most people are going to duplicate those and use just a normal Android or the Google version of that. A couple other things, I do have the specs that I pulled up here, and actually go through this page, just a little bit nicer looking. The specs are pretty crazy on it. 6 to 8 gigabytes of RAM, which is cool. The internal storage, which is really, like, this is one of the big reasons why I'm looking at the Note 9, is the internal storage. And of course, there's the idea that most people are now using cloud products. You're using Dropbox or Google Drive or something like that, and so the need for storage is limited. But I found in with this Pixel that I had, I only had 32 gigabytes, so I had a lot of problems with the operating system on it, and then just the normal amount of applications that I use on it. By the time that that was all added to the phone with a couple pictures and a couple other things, it was pretty full, and that's obviously had an effect on the performance of the phone as well too. So what's really cool about that Samsung Note 9, you can throw that SD card in. There's SD cards that are now like 512 gigabytes of storage. So if you got, for example, if you got the 512 gigabyte storage Samsung, which is pricey as hell, which I will talk about a little bit, then you can have like literally over a terabyte. You've basically got a computer in your hand in terms of storage. So they've done a great job advertising it. People love the Note. I was lucky enough to, well, not lucky enough, my phone broke at one point and I got to use the, I'm trying to think of what Note it was, but really enjoyed it and just loved the pen. So I'm pretty interested to see. I told my buddy, come back to me in 2 weeks and tell me how you feel about the phone, or because I'm pretty interested in it, but I'm not quite sure yet. So one of the big things here, he said he was going home to play Fortnite and test that. There's some really cool things. They've got different colors, design. They've got the S Pen, which they've been promoting the hell out of as well too. And I'm just trying to think if there was anything else. It's really interesting, as a lot, everyone looks at the camera's performance on a phone. And for me, I'm just not that big of a picture taker. And so that has always been one of the least, the smaller priorities for me when looking for a phone. But from looking at the reviews and looking from other people and what they want, the camera has such a big role. And so obviously the Samsungs are known for having some good cameras. They have the intelligent cameras, meaning it's using artificial intelligence buzzword there. But apparently it's pretty good and they've got some really nice pictures. And then this was one last thing that I thought was really interesting, the Samsung DeX. This is really cool because all you need to do is take an HDMI cord, plug it into your phone, plug it into your computer, and your phone is actually basically transformed into a whole new monitor. And you can even use, it turns into a computer, and then you can use that on the dual screens, and you can even you can do gestures and use it as a touchpad basically to navigate the computer / your phone. So that's really interesting. And then I just thought the last couple things that I just had noticed about that was obviously that internal storage, but then the fast charging. Has the fast charging just like the Pixel does, and but it also has this new wireless charging that everyone's of course talking about as well too. So really interesting things to look at there. I'll pull this up here quickly because I thought this, don't make me start over and do it here. There we go. I'm in Canada here. If you're watching this outside of Canada, you might not be. These are sort of the prices that most people, so we don't have many. If you're in Canada, you know this. We don't have too many choices. I have Rogers. I'm currently a Rogers user, and I've been looking at some of the deals here. And so this is where people get a little bit excited about this Note 9. You can see 128 gigabytes, and that's not that 512 gigabyte version I was talking about. That's $549. So that's pretty damn expensive. If I looked, I don't know if it's still here. Samsung Galaxy Note 8, still the exact same price, and that's actually only 64 gigabytes. So that's not a very good deal. I hope no one's taking up that offer, but you can see here these older versions are actually starting to phase out. So the Google Pixel 2, not phase out, but sorry, drop in price. And so $0 you can get the Google Pixel 2, which I think is a really good choice. And of course, all some of these iPhones and everything has dropped. So it's now that time where a lot of people are going back to school shopping to actually get a new phone. And that's where a lot of the deals are at. And of course, it's sort of the release season for the new version of phones. So everyone's sort of anticipating this and getting excited to actually hopefully get a new phone and look at sort of the technologies that are coming out, especially if they're getting that phone now, but even if they're preparing for the next couple years and seeing what their good choices are there. So stuff's pricey, man. These phones are pricey. If you are starting a new plan, then I guess it makes sense. But there's been a big chat I've been having out with one of my buddies right now as well too, is should we be buying it with the plan like this where it cuts our cost down on the phone up front, or should we be buying the phone outright and going that way? That's something I don't know, but definitely something that I'm going to be considering as I'm going through. And so really wanted to go to this. I'm really talking myself through this because I'm trying to work on this decision, and I'm guessing that there's some other people who are in that same boat as me, looking at getting a new phone and sort of unsure which one is the right choice. I've obviously sort of delineated the iPhone, so I probably alienated about half the people here. But if you're looking for an Android, I really do believe these are probably the best two choices right now. There is the S9, which is very similar to the Note 9 that you can get for cheap. I've heard that's a great phone. I've got that specific interest in the S Pen for I don't know, some nerdy reason, I guess. But that is definitely the most recent phone. Came out today, and that other phone, that's S9, came out in like March of last year. So this has been a little bit of that debate for me. The next phone, Samsung's anniversary phone, is coming out. It's the S10, I believe, is just going to continue with that, or maybe have some special anniversary name. But apparently it's supposed to be like self-healing, and I was trying to think what else I was reading about. It's just some crazy stuff, and they've also got some sort of flexible phone coming out as well too. So Samsung has the next wave of technology coming out, but unless you're waiting for February or March, you're sort of stuck in that regard. So you're sort of stuck with the latest, the oldest generation of the Samsung, that S9, which is not that old, or you're waiting now where you're gonna get the Google Pixel or the iPhone in October, September, or you're gonna have to wait to that next release period for Samsung and actually get their new phones that are coming out then. So it's a lot to think about, man. I don't consider myself like even that much of a phone person, but I do like to buy good things when I buy them, especially when it is that commitment like that. So I just put up here a couple specs to compare. One big thing that people were a little bit nervous about. So the Google Pixel 3 XL is going to have 6 gigabytes of RAM. So I think that's going to be sort of the differentiator for me compared to the Google Pixel 3, which is actually only supposed to have 4 gigabytes of RAM. So couple things like that. I think the camera's supposed to be really nice on both of these. You can see here the Google Pixel 3 is going to be running on Android Pi, whereas the Samsung is going to be running on on Oreo. And a lot of people have find that Samsung's really start to slow down in that year period because they don't have the same update capacity that Google does. So that's something definitely to consider. Some of this other stuff I don't know much about, but just wanted to go over and review. If you are looking at some of this stuff, I'd love to know what your thoughts are as well too, because I spent a lot of time considering this. I'm looking, of course, considering the price point and everything here, and apparently that is one thing that has been said, is this new Google Pixel. It's not going to be prohibitively priced like a lot of people would consider this Note 9. I think if you're getting like that full version down to the US and you're buying it outright, it's like $12.99 USD, which, you know, there's a lot of things that you can get for that price. So I guess I'll just pull this last thing out here. This is that Google Pixel. This just came out today as well too. Apparently some Russians got a hold of the Pixel 3 XL, and they said here, nothing is stopping this leak train now. So they've got the full, like we've got the full video of like the Google Pixel getting unboxed. So we're actually seeing what it's gonna look like. A lot of people complaining about, full screen is unavailable, cause problems on my computer, but a lot of people are complaining about this notch, all this stuff. I don't really care too much about it, but a lot of people are making a big deal about it. To me, like, a lot of people are saying it's an ugly phone, but I don't consider it. A lot of people are obviously just considering it sort of an iPhone clone as well too. So, you know, there's some really nice shots. I'm interested to see how it plays out. It's pretty funny that, you know, as we wait and we ramp up to October 4th, that we basically have all the details on the phone already. So I don't think it's going to be too exciting of a launch from Google, perhaps. But, you know, it's nice to know these details a little bit beforehand while you're trying to make a decision and make the right decision. Guess another thing to pull up there, no headphone jack, which is a lot of people don't enjoy as well. So I've been ranting on. That's 20 minutes on two phones that I'm looking at. But I'm wondering, if you're listening to this and you are looking to get that new phone, or you're just looking at phones in general, what things are you considering? What things are you researching? What are your priorities for this stuff? And if you're like me, you're deciding between the Samsung Note 9 or the Google Pixel 3, what is what's your choice? I'd like to know. I only make decisions based on other people's opinions, so I probably need that. And I appreciate just any feedback on it, because it is such a big choice when you are when you're a frugal guy like me, I guess. So I'm out of here. I don't think I have too much else to say. I'll be back next week, hopefully with a little bit better topic than this. Maybe I'll think put a little deeper thought into it. I'm obviously hoping to get some more guests on as well too. So thank you very much. I hope you've had a good week. And you know, if you're in a search for a phone, hopefully this maybe helped you a little bit. Thank you guys very much.